Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've got our own challenges in this moment, and a lot of them center around government in the city of Richmond. I mean, if you drive to downtown Richmond, it is a different place here in September than it was in March or April of this year, even with the pandemic. It has nothing to do with the pandemic. It has to do with the rioting, the looting, the burning, the attacks on innocent people. Justin Griffin is one of the people who is running for mayor of Richmond. And he emailed and said, you know, hey, I've got some thoughts on what the city council just did with this gun ban. Justin, what is your reaction to that?
Thanks for having me on, John.
Yeah, good morning.
So my reaction is it really brought three questions to mind when I heard that they had passed a gun ban at permanent events and events that should be permanent events, but also next to permanent events.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first question was why is it that whenever bad people do bad things, the answer is always to take away the rights of innocent, law-abiding people? Mm. You know, at this time when the city's not protecting our people, their response is to take away the ability for people to protect themselves. And I think this is a great example of why I got into this race. Mayor Stoney presented this, and Councilwoman Kim Gray voted for it. You know, Kim Gray might talk a big game, but when the rubber meets the road, she votes for this gun ban, just like she caved to the mob and voted to have the statues removed after years of saying they should stay. You know, she's cut from the same cloth as Stoney, won't really bring the fresh approach we need. Number two, is Mayor Stoney even going to enforce this new law? Because he hasn't been enforcing any of the current laws we have against the rioters. You excused him from the curfew after only one night. So will this be targeted at the rioters who are carrying guns, or will it only be enforced when Second Amendment protesters come to town? And finally, this is definitely going to bring constitutional litigation. So how much time and money will we be spending as a city to defend it in court?
All very legitimate points. I mean, that was your second point there about whether it will be selectively enforced against only certain people who happen to be Second Amendment rights advocates or, you know, I'll be blunt, white people who are out kind of counter-protesting. You know, just like it seemed like during the riots, those who tried to defend the monuments or prevent the graffiti, they were the ones being stopped by the police, while the taggers and the vandals were given carte blanche in the city. I mean, I think that's a very legitimate question to ask. Or have you now passed a law that's going to be selectively enforced against one group of people? It happens to be the people I associate with, but I don't think that's fair under any circumstance.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this ultimately isn't the answer to the problem at hand.
Mm-hmm.
The problem at hand is that we have people who for months now have been, you know, breaking the law. They have been intimidating, harassing, harming innocent people and businesses and their property. And the answer is not to be weak on them and then come in with some law that is just divisive and ultimately won't solve that problem. We need somebody who's going to be strong and actually do things. Like when you put in a curfew, you consistently and strictly enforce it.
Right.
You arrest the bad actors. You give them charges to get them off the streets instead of just letting them go back out and do it again the next night. You know, you can't let the encampments to be set up. I would have never let those be set up because it became like a festival-like atmosphere down there, and that just drew people in and encouraged this to continue without end. And I talked to somebody that lives really close to the Lee Monument, and she went to work in the morning, and the encampments were there. And she came back at 5 p.m., and the encampments were there. She would have been on the big day that they made a big show of going down there and clearing out the tents and the basketball hoop and all that kind of stuff. And so they made a big show of it. They were there in the morning. They were back by 5 p.m. And yeah. So you've got to have somebody that's going to go in and be strong and actually enforce the law instead of kind of making a show of some gun ban that's only going to harm and affect the rights of innocent people.
Yeah. Do you think the gun issue has been at the forefront of this? I was a little surprised that this became the focus, because other than the shock that some people have of seeing open carry, which I concede, you know, unless you're in Waco, Texas, like I was for a long time, it is kind of surprising when you see somebody with a gun on their hip or carrying a gun in a sling around their neck. I don't recall the gun issue being the real problem of the last few months.
No, I don't think it's the real issue, because you don't need a gun to throw a brick through the
right.
Starbucks or Whole Foods windows or a mm-hmm. private business owner's window and loot, or to set a fire, or just even to intimidate and harass people. Mm-hmm. And so that's not the real issue. I think I see it as Mayor Stoney doing what he always does. He is trying to build his resume for the next office, and so now he can say that he passed gun rights banned in the city of Richmond when he was mayor. So next year or 4 years from now, when he's running for governor or lieutenant governor, he can have this on his resume, because that's ultimately all he cares about. He doesn't care about anybody in the city. He doesn't care about the people's homes and businesses that have been destroyed. He ultimately only cares about what's best for his political career, and that's his calculation and everything he does. And that's why he's been unsuccessful at stopping anything and bringing confidence that people will be safe in the city.
If you were to be elected mayor, I talked to one guy yesterday who said, you know, I'm putting my house up for sale. My wife and I were out of here, because even if we get a responsible mayor in the next year, there's just no way that the taxes aren't going to go up to a level that they're not willing to pay. You know, the protesters, who many of whom don't seem to have jobs, they're not going to have any money to pay for the damage that's been done. And with the businesses that have been closed and maybe those that won't survive over the course of the next few months, how do you solve that problem without taxing away the responsible citizens?
Yeah, I think that's why this election is so important, because we're definitely at a crossroads here in Richmond where we can change our path that we've been set on in the last 4 months to save all of the progress we've made, or we're in real trouble, because that echoes what I'm hearing out talking to people every day. They're making plans to leave. Business owners are packing up shop, even the ones that didn't get destroyed. They're customers don't feel comfortable coming into the city anymore. So, and you know, they had to sleep in their businesses for 3 weeks. And so, you know, they say, I'm not going to give the city of Richmond another dollar.
Yeah.
And so the approach that has to be taken is you have to have somebody that's going to go in there and immediately take action to restore confidence that it is safe to come into the city of Richmond, that your businesses are going to be protected, or else you're going to lose all that tax revenue and you're going to see this downward spiral. And you're also going to need somebody like me, who has an accounting background, who can understand finance, to go in and get City Hall working efficiently and stop wasting money at every turn. If you follow me on social media, I've been posting an example of how we deserve better. And they're just examples of the waste and inefficiency in City Hall. And it's just example after example after example of where we waste money. And so if we want to not have our taxes raised, we need to go in and be able to clear all that out to put our money towards actual city operations.
Justin Griffin is running for mayor of Richmond. Be on the ballot this November, so we're going to pay close attention to you, and I hope we'll talk again several times between now and Election Day. Justin, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.